7 now, a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The UL Lafayette Public History Program invites the community of Abbeville to attend a public forum this evening at 6 o'clock in the Abbeville branch of the Vermilion Parish Library. Graduate students will present the program's latest project, Acadiana Historical, and invite suggestions for future historical content. Acadiana Historical is an initiative of the program that provides the community with access to the region's diverse and unique history. That's tonight, 6 o'clock, at the Abbeville branch of the Vermilion Parish Library. All are invited. It's free and open to all. This evening at Vermilionville, the Southern Art Southern Circuit of Independent Filmmakers presents the film Harvest by filmmaker John Beck. John Beck will be there this evening. The film starts at 6:30. You can get there a little bit beforehand and get your ticket, and there's a wine tasting that will accompany the film. There will also be food and beverages available at Vermilionville for purchase also. That's the Southern Art Southern Circuit of Independent Filmmakers tonight at Vermilionville with the film Harvest by John Beck. And the Lafayette Central Park is inviting the public once again to share their vision. Tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Acadiana Center for the Arts and from 6 to 8 p.m. at the South Regional Library on Johnston Street. For more information about these sessions, you can go to their website or Facebook page, LafayetteCentralPark.org. The UL Lafayette Study Abroad programs are taking applications now. Locations include San Jose, Costa Rica, London, England, Paris, France, Florence, Italy, and Burkina Faso, West Africa. The program lengths vary from 10 days to 6 weeks, and students can earn from 3 to 9 credit hours depending upon the program. For information, if you're a student or a parent with a student who may be interested, please contact the Study Abroad office at UL Lafayette. 482-5438. Interested students may also visit the website studyabroad.louisiana.edu or stop by their office, which is in Griffin Hall on the campus in room 437. The UL Lafayette English Graduate Student Symposium will take place tomorrow from 6 to 7 p.m. in Griffin Hall, room 315. There will be 3 presentations and a brief Q&A afterwards and refreshments. Ken Anderson will be presenting, as well as Juliet Laperouse-Cherry and Mohamed Al-Fartousi. For more information about the Graduate Student Symposium, you can contact the English Department. The Eunice Players Theater's production of The 39 Steps continues this week, the 19th through the 21st. Tickets are available at the Eunice Players Theater in Eunice. And the Milena Theater Group presents the play Noir. We'll be speaking with Diana Stetko, the author, the playwright, tomorrow about the play. There's limited seating, and there's one show only on Friday, November 22nd. The pre-show starts at 7:30. However, there are 2 rehearsals that are open to the public. If you feel you can't make it on Friday or you're not sure you'll get a seat, Wednesday the 20th and Thursday, November 21st, there will be the pre-show at 7:30 and the show at 8, although it is rehearsal, dress rehearsals in Fletcher Auditorium. Again, we'll be speaking with Professor Diana Stetko about her play Noir. Lisa Grayley, also a professor in the English department and a director of the humanities program, will be reading from her new book of poetry called Box of Blue Horses. This Wednesday, November 20th at 3:30, she will be reading in the Ernest J. Gaines Center on the 3rd floor of Dupré Library. The book was just released in October, and it is a winner of the Juval Press Poetry Award. Again, all are invited, free and open to everyone, this Wednesday, 3:30, in the 3rd floor of Dupré in the Ernest J. Gaines Center. That's Dr. Lisa Grayley's new book of poetry, Box of Blue Horses. The UL Lafayette Percussion Ensemble and Steel Drum Band will give its fall concert this Wednesday, November 20th, 7:30 in the auditorium of Angel Hall. Features include Minoru Miki's masterwork Marimba Spiritual and the world premiere of Bamaya, an adaptation of traditional West African drumming for percussion by Danny DeVilliers. And there will be a lot of Caribbean favorites as well. It's free and open to everyone this Wednesday, Thursday, the 20th, 7:30, in the Ducray Gilfrey Auditorium in Augel Hall. In Lake Charles, Louisiana Crossroads presents the Savoy Family Cajun Band. It features Mark and Joelle and Wilson. They will be performing along with the Good and Young Family Band this Wednesday, November 20th, in Lake Charles at the Central School Arts and Humanities Center. KRVS will be carrying that concert live. It begins at 7 o'clock. And for more information about Louisiana Crossroads, you can go to the ACA website, and there's a Crossroads link there. The Bayou Teche Museum will have an open mic this Wednesday, November 20th, from 6 to 7:30. It will feature the students of the Episcopal Day School, Epiphany Day School in New Iberia. The Epiphany Day School students will be reading from 6 to 7:30. It's free and open to everyone who would like to attend. The Undertaker and His Wife, an original musical by Travis Guillory, will continue its run this weekend at Cité des Arts in downtown Lafayette. It will run the 22nd through the 24th, 7:30. And for more information or tickets, you can call Cité or go to their website. Again, on Friday, Noir, a Love Story, presented by the Milena Theater Group at Freetown Studios. That will be at Fletcher Auditorium on the UL campus. It is free and open to everyone, but they will only have space for about 75 people. The Lake Charles Little Theater continues its run of Tennessee Williams, A Streetcar Named Desire, this weekend at the Lake Charles Little Theater on Enterprise Boulevard. There will be a special event on the 22nd at the Lake Charles Little Theater. Lake Charles native and singer and musician Rory Parton will be performing with Rory Parton's Big Band Sounds, and they'll be performing some Christmas classics. For more information or tickets, you can go to the Lake Charles Little Theater website, which is theLCLT.com, or give them a call. The Abbey Players continues its run of Things My Mother Taught Me. That will run through November 23rd at the Abbey Players Theater. Tickets available by calling them or going to their website. And the Friends of Music of Acadiana presents Music and Merriment, a benefit for the School of Music here at UL Lafayette. Music and Merriment is Sunday, December 1st from 5 to 8 p.m. For more information, their website is friendsofmusicacadiana.org. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button and downloading a weekly schedule. You can podcast many of our locally produced programs. If you missed a show or you'd just like to hear it again, search for that show under our playlists button, and you can find archived shows there, or you can download for listening to later on. You can always support KRVS easily and securely. Just click on the support or pledge now button on our website. And if you'd like to donate a vehicle, you can click on the big red button at the bottom of our homepage and either call the toll-free number there or fill out information about your car and send that information in. Stay with us this afternoon and evening. We are with NPR's All Things Considered, 4 to 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock, it's World of Opera. And at 11, Japan Jukebox, Sound Club at midnight, and Terminal Addiction at 1. In just a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.